Thank you, guys. I know that just very conscious that when God comes, it is unusual if you've not experienced it before. You know, the God who is everywhere loves to turn up somewhere. He really does. And when we feel his presence, sometimes we don't feel anything physically. Sometimes there's a tangible sense. Doesn't mean to say there's something wrong with you if you don't feel anything. But it doesn't mean to say there's something wrong with you if you do. And we've had it in our church where people who don't feel anything are judging those who do, and people who do feel something are judging those who don't. And you just think, that's not community. The reality is, God loves to touch people. And sometimes there's a real physical manifest. It can get a bit scary sometimes. We can feel. I remember the first time I saw it, I saw a lady. She started laughing, a little bit like these guys are doing. She started laughing when the preacher wasn't telling any jokes. And I was like, that's so weird, you know, why are you doing that? It's so annoying. So annoying, why are you doing that? And then she began to, and as it went on, she just started laughing harder and harder until the point where she laughed so hard she fell off her chair. It was so odd. And I thought, at last, somebody carry that woman out of here. She's an embarrassment. This is church, after all. It should be serious, shouldn't it? And so the ushers came, and I thought they were going to literally carry her out of the room. And they started praying for her. And I was like, what's going on here? This is like some kind of conspiracy. What's going on here? This is a conspiracy. And I realized that God was outside of the box that I had created for him. I had this box that I'd put God in, and I realized that God was out. He was breaking out. He wanted to break out of that box. And it made me angry. It made me uptight. It made me like, I wanted to fold my internal arms. Sometimes you can have your arms unfolded, but in the inside they're folded. But you know what? It says in the scriptures, in his presence there is fullness of joy. You know, what do we think it looks like? I remember someone was saying they were praying for the leaders of their church, and this big kind of builder came to the front, stomped to the front because he wanted to pray for the elders. And he put his hand on one of the elders and he says, God, give them joy. The kind of joy that reaches their faces. I love that. The kind of joy that reaches their faces. Isn't that what the church should be like? There's a natural joy. There's a supernatural joy. If you're not laughing when the Spirit of God touches you, laugh at someone who is, you know. Because it's funny. It's funny. You don't have to get uptight about it. It's funny. We had a lady. I know these guys. They're trying to stop. They're embarrassed. They're feeling awkward. You're like, they're making me feel awkward. They are feeling awkward themselves, but they can't stop. There's something about when the Spirit of God comes, he moves us sometimes out of our comfort zones. You know, he moves us to a place where we think, I'm not sure I want to be here, but if we just will open our hearts and say, God, I just want to do what you want to do. I'm not going to make this stuff. I'm not going to fake a shake. I'm not going to fake it. But God, I want to open my heart to you. I want to open my heart to what you want to do. Because you know what I need. That's the reality. God knows what you need. He knows what we need. I remember as a lady, she came to me at a conference. She said, Simon, do you remember praying for me? I said, I honestly don't. She said, I was the one laughing on the floor after you prayed for me. I said, it does happen quite a bit, so I don't actually remember you. She said, I was laughing on the floor. She said, you prayed for me, and then I fell over. And she said, I was laughing so hard. She said, I was kicking my legs in the air. She said, I literally couldn't. I was in agony. My stomach was, I was laughing so hard. And I said to the Lord, I said, God, I said, I'm laughing like a baby. This is like a baby. I'm kicking my legs like a baby. I'm 63 years old. This is ridiculous. I'm laughing like a baby, like a baby's kind of. And she said, the Lord spoke straight into my heart. He said, yes, and 63 years ago, when you were born, and your mother wanted a boy and not a girl, no one laughed when you were born. He said, but I laughed when you were born. I delighted when you were born. And I'm healing you right now from 63 years of rejection, where you've always wanted to be a boy, but I made you a girl. You just don't know what God wants to do. We prayed, Caroline and I prayed for a lady in a store, in a restaurant, and we saw her 6 months later, and she said, I don't know what you did to me that day you prayed for me. She said, but I ran out the back, not a believer. Well, I ran out the back. She was a Catholic, had some kind of faith, but she said, I ran out the back, and she said, I was crying so hard. And she said, but I was happy on the inside. And my manager came up to me and said, what's going on? And she said, I don't know, but I can't stop crying. But on the inside, I'm happy. You see, God knows what we need. He knows what we need. And sometimes when we just learn to say, God, you know what I need. You know what my heart needs right now. You are the one who restores my soul. We think we've got it all figured out. You know, I thought I had it all figured out. And then I realized that the Lord is the one who knows. He is the one who's got it figured out. As I said, if you're not laughing, just laugh at somebody who is. Some of you are like, I'm not going to laugh in the flesh. Well, how else do you laugh? There's something about when God's spirit of joy comes, it sets people free. This is not what I'd planned to speak on this morning, by the way, in case you hadn't realized. I know it's awkward. I know you feel awkward. I feel awkward as well. But one thing I've learned is this. He is God. He is in charge. I could try and stamp this out and tell a serious story. But do I really want to? I think the reality is, it's sometimes helpful for us to go off piste. It's sometimes helpful for us who have got it so ordered and so in control. I have so many tasks. My tasks have tasks. I have subtasks on my tasks. And sometimes it's good for people like that to go off piste. Anyone relate to that? To change the plan. And I love planning. I love planning, but if God is not ever allowed to change the plan, then who is God? We become God. And that's not a good place to be right there. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I mean, look at Jesus. He was completely ordered in one way, and yet completely unpredictable in another. He went off piste. He did the things that religious people did not like. prize is this? What I've realised is this. While I can still talk, I'm going to. That Jesus loves until it becomes religion. And then he hates it. He hates it. He loves order until it becomes religion. He is an ordered God, but when it becomes religion, he hates it. He spits it out of his mouth. And sometimes it's good to remember that. We're having a live reminder this morning that my nicely prepared sermon is literally going down the pan as we speak. I can send you the notes later if you'd like. Because God is doing something else. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. There are so many Christians who are walking and walking, but they've never learned to renew their strength. They've never learned that in his presence there is fullness of joy. And to me, it doesn't matter if you feel the Spirit and start laughing or if you don't, actually. I remember Randy Clark saying he has kick-started at least 4 revivals, and he said he's laughed in the Spirit 4 times in 30 years. But you see, if you're secure in your identity as a son, you don't mind. You can either laugh in the Spirit or you can laugh at someone who is. That may be what they need. Maybe I need something different. I can be secure in what God's doing with me and what he's doing with others. Thank you, Father. Why don't you just receive wherever you are?